so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is Andrew. And, of course, the show that you're listening to is called Andromeda. And just coming off of our countdown, which we finished 2 weeks ago, I've been sort of in the theme of just kind of going through music, trudging through music, and trying to dig up what I can find. But, you know, music is a pretty broad thing, so I've been trying to limit myself and go country by country. So tonight, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be doing a little survey course on the modern music of Australia from 1965 to the present day, to this very year. The first song you just heard was Friday on My Mind, which is something that a lot of people have on their mind on Thursday night, and was also a hit song by the Easy Beats in 1965. Should have been a bigger hit worldwide, but it was really only a big hit in Australia. I believe there was some reader's poll of a music magazine over there that named this as the greatest Australian song of all time. Debatable, but I can see it. It's a national classic. Everybody gets hyped when they hear it. But moving ahead to the year 1977, you hear a little bit of punk from the band called The Saints. This is I'm Stranded Only on WMFO in our Aussie Night.
And I'm stranded on my own. Thank you. don't you sleep? I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination.
Men at Work with their third most notable hit, Overkill, but in my opinion, their best. And before that was INXS from the same year, 1982, with Don't Change. And then before that was The Saints with I'm Stranded from 1977, all songs from notable Australian artists as we progress chronologically through the musical output of that country. But now it's PSA time. And this is a sad PSA. It's about a dead Somerville bicyclist. On August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. If you're on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws, and even more particularly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life and death. Public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, on that note, let's progress further into the 80s. The 1986 will hear two major hits that did make it all the way around the world. and become big, big hits pretty much everywhere, starting with this classic from Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over.
Waiting, and I think my head is burning. And I'm waiting.
Nick Cave and his Bad Seeds with The Mercy Seat, It's a Waitin', from the album Tender Prey from 1988. Bit of a tone shift there from Don't Dream It's Over and Beds Are Burning from Crowded House and Midnight Oil, respectively, into The Mercy Seat. But I had to play something from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He's one of the, probably the most prolific album maker of Australia. Although maybe later on we'll be hearing from a different artist that could rival him. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, staying in the same year, 1988, something a little bit softer, something a little bit more jangly, even, one might say, from the Go-Betweens, It's the Streets of Your Town.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known.
host of Seraphim, Dead Can Dance. You know, I've never heard that song before. That was the first time I, and probably a lot of you, have ever heard that track. Or maybe you have heard it. I don't know. But, you know, I like to do that sometimes. And there's a little bit of panic at the beginning, just because of, like, you know, what if it's really bad or weird or something. But I think that one was a resounding success. And I'd heard a lot of good things about Dead Can Dance, that they're new age, neoclassical, dark wave type things, words I don't even understand, but it was enticing, so I put it in the playlist for our voyage down under through the greatest music of Australia, 1965 to 2022. That one, another one from 1988. We heard four tracks in a row from the year 1988, and we'll be breaking that streak very soon. We heard The Mercy Seat from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Streets of Your Town by the Go-Betweens, Under the Milky Way in the Church, and The Host of Seraphim by Dead Can Dance. And we'll actually be making a big jump now. Big, big jump from 1988 all the way to 2000. That's right, we're skipping over the 90s. I don't really know how that happened, but it just did. This is where the songs I chose ended up. So we'll be skipping all the way ahead to 2000, and boy, this is a big one. This is a great one. This is an important one for the history of recorded music in the 21st century. It's The Avalanches. Their Plunderphonics masterpiece, Since I Left You. What else could it be? Here we go. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Apologies for the abrupt cutoff. Just had to do a station call in here. Let's resume the music. This next one is from the one and only Kylie Minogue.